listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the life.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, wake up. Wake up. It's Saturday morning. It's Landon live on Lifeline. Coming at you from the studio this morning. Listen, I'm going to give you the opportunity to learn something that I should have learned years ago. God brought me to some scriptures that opened my eyes. Listen, you're going to think I'm just telling you this. This is the key. This is the formula for life this morning. I realize, I mean, if a man can get a hold of this, there's nothing that you desire that won't come to pass. There will be no discomfort in your life, and your life will model or represent the kingdom of heaven. I came across scripture so powerful, it blew my mind. So let's just get into the basic stuff real quick. Let me give you the call letters. I'm going to give you phone numbers to call in. Here's the deal. The program's called Lifeline because it is a lifeline. We're trying to offer you a line to Jesus or a path to God through Jesus Christ. So we're throwing a lifeline out there. If you want to take it, you call here, 221-1100. Call the studio, 221-1100. I'm here live. I'll pick up. I got people that will pray with us this morning. And just simply, I need Jesus. I mean, this is the time to make a 180. This is the time to turn your life around. I'm going to give you the chance. You can start this Saturday better than anything you'll ever remember. All right, so in town, 221-1100, 221-1100, in case I went too fast. Out of town, 888-221-8990. You got it? So 221-1100 to call, 888-221-8990. Out of town, pick us up on the web right now, WCNO.com. Call anybody anywhere and say, man, turn on your laptop. This guy is claiming he's got the key to life this morning. This has got to be good. So either I'm really going to give it to you or I'm going to fail. So you need to turn it on and check it out. WCNO.com, live broadcast. Or if you miss us, go WCNO.com on demand. Good morning. This is Landon from Lifeline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad I turned on to you. This is going to be a brand new day. Hallelujah.
Oh, I love it.
And I need Jesus.
Amen, sister. What is your first name, please?
Cassandra.
I love it. Cassandra, listen, every angel in heaven is totally rejoicing. God is very happy with this. We're going to defeat the enemy in your life from this day forward. You ready?
Yes.
Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. The reason we say that, Cassandra, is so we're rooted and grounded in Christ, in his truth, in his blood on that cross, that he did save your sins, that he redeemed you from your past and set you in right standing with God Almighty. You got that?
I receive it and believe it, yes.
Amen. Apparently you got some training, girl, because you're right with me. So, Father God, listen. Father God, we say to you now, we really appreciate this. Cassandra said, you know what? I've had enough. I know what I've been doing. I know what I've been thinking. And now I'm going to listen to this word this morning. I'm going to take notes in my scripture so I can look back in my Bible and I can check out what he's saying. I can make sure it's right and I can apply it to my life. Lord, I can speak your word over my life because the enemy flees at your word.
Yes, he do. Amen.
Okay? So we appreciate this call, Father God. Welcome Cassandra back into your arms with all your love, mercy, and protection, Lord. Send your angels around her to protect her. Let her guard her heart and mind with all diligence because we know that out of it are the issues of life. So she's going to be trained up in your word. Now, Cassandra, I need you to make a promise before me, God, and everybody else.
I will.
You need to promise you're going to read your word. That's where everybody fails.
Yes, I will.
Just like you need to eat meat and potatoes and steak and all them good collard greens on your regular life, you need to eat this word for your spirit. You got it?
Yes.
You got to eat. If you want your spirit to grow, I'm telling you, you got to eat the word.
Yes, I will.
I appreciate you and love you so much.
Love you too.
Listen, if you want to contact us, do you have a computer?
Well, yeah.
If you do, it's trylifeline@gmail.com, okay?
Okay.
Trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right, God bless.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. You see that? God is working. So now we have no doubt that God's on our side this morning. He's already, listen, The Holy Spirit's already prompted somebody's heart to call in and get a better relationship with Christ. That's a great way to start. Listen, I feel great. This is a great Saturday. When somebody comes to know God, you can't start your day any better than that. All right, listen. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Think about that for a minute. As a man or woman thinketh, the things they continue to process within them all day, that's what you are, not what people see you as. What's inside your deepest thoughts that you have towards things you see and things that come in your ear gate, that's who you really are, according to Scripture. This is not according to Landon. This is Proverbs 23:7. Look it up for yourself. Matthew 12:34. For out of the abundance of the heart, you ready? Out of the abundance of the heart, this is the surplus of your innermost being, of the middle of your thoughts and feelings, the mouth speaketh. Out of the surplus of your innermost thoughts and beings is where your words come from, is what you utter. Okay? Your mouth and your heart are directly connected. What comes out of your heart? And what is that again? We're not talking about your blood pump. We're talking about your innermost core, your intellect, the very thoughts of the depths of your soul. Okay? Everything you think, what comes out of your heart is the center for all your problems. And this is according to Scripture again. This is not me. The words you speak from the surplus of your thoughts and feelings have tremendous impact on your life. Now listen, look at what Jesus said, okay? Jesus said in Matthew 12:35, he said, a good man, and we're gonna talk about two men here, good man, evil man. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. Why? He's gonna speak good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth. Why? Because he spoke it. Evil things. What are we talking about treasure here? Out of the deposit. The Bible refers to the treasure of your heart is the deposit that's been put in. So what's in your treasury is what you've allowed to come in your eye gates and in your ear gates. If you put in things that are opposing or against God, when something comes up, you're going to retaliate or react in a manner and speak the thing that's against God's principles and God's precepts. In that case, God won't be able to work on your behalf or have your back, because the good treasures, which is the Word of God, okay? The good treasures found in the Word of God are not going to be what springs forth out of your innermost being whenever something comes up. Matthew 15:18. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart. Now, this is straight Scripture. Matthew 15:18. Those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart. Again, your innermost intellect. And they defile the man or the woman. You got that? The things that come up and come out of you, they defile you. So what do we need? We learned that the word treasure is whatever deposit has been put in you. Well, as that deposit is actually in you, it needs to be something that's going to benefit you when you're in time of need. So you need to be depositing the Word of God, because we know it is the only thing that is backed by the Spirit of Truth, backed by the Holy Ghost, backed by God Almighty. Jesus said, my word is spirit and my word is truth. And I believe that's Matthew 6:63, if you look it up, where Jesus says, it is the spirit that profits, or he says, it is the spirit that profits, the flesh profits nothing. And he says, the words that I speak to you are spirit and they are truth. Spirit and truth. Now listen, all right, those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart. And they defile the man. That's terrible. The things you say, the things that come from your heart, these are the things you really feel and think. You see why? God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. These things will defile you or make you. Proverbs, I forget the exact verse, says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. With the things you love, if you're loving death, if you're loving the, let's just use the party scene. This is something I used to be in years ago. So let's just say is that if you're loving that scene, you're going to speak with the oracles and the countenance of those kind of thought patterns. And by speaking that, your life's going to mimic the things that come out of your heart, in other words. So when you come on board with Christ, you start to put in the Word of God. The Bible says be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Over in Romans, it says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, meaning by putting in the Word of God. When you renew your mind, it's going to renew your intellect. It's going to renew your heart, your innermost thoughts and beings. Now, here's what happens. Matthew 13:15, check this out. I want you to see how Jesus thought about this. Jesus said, now listen, he's standing there talking to a crowd. He's got a multitude of people, and he says this, for this people's heart is waxed gross. That means it's gotten thick. He can't permeate it. Your heart's gotten so hard, he can't come in. It's so thick. Nothing's taking heat. The words aren't settling on you properly, in other words. He says, this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes, they have closed. Think about that. This is us. This is us. As a nation, as a country, our hearts have waxed gross towards God. You don't see God in the marketplace. You don't see God in the schools. You don't see God anymore. Our hearts are almost where God can't even speak to us. Our eyes don't see and our ears don't hear. Now, Jesus said, he said, lest at any time, so in other words, it is never too late. He says, lest at any time, come to me, they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears. Now, listen to what happens. When you begin to see with your eyes again and you begin to hear the Holy Spirit speak to you with your ears again and should understand with their heart. See, now your innermost being starts to understand the oracles of God again because you've allowed him in. You've done a 180. So, Lord, I'm tired of going this way. I want to stop going that way and turn my life back towards you. So he says, the problem is, Jesus says, this is total words in red, Matthew 13:15. For this people's heart is waxed gross, their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they wish to now, they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. What? I should heal them? You don't even hear people talk about it anymore. We've gone so far from God, the actual fact of God healing us is just something that's just out there. We don't even think that's possible. Jesus said, here's the problem. Excuse me. He said, your heart is far from me. Your heart's gotten hard. I can't penetrate your innermost intellect and your innermost feelings are not for me. Therefore, everything you're allowing to come in your eye gate and come in your ear gate. He says, look, if you'll stop that at any time, you should wish to and you say, Lord, let me see with my eyes. Let me hear your oracles. Let me hear your spirit talk to me through your word again. He says, at any time, you should see with your eyes and hear with your ears. And now you should have understanding with your heart and should be converted. When you begin to see the word of God with your eyes again, that means you got to dust that Bible off, brother. When you begin to see the word of God with your eyes again and you begin to hear with your ears again the voice of the Spirit talking to you and guiding you and giving you power to say that to that person, okay, to speak over your job. You've been wanting a raise for years, but you've been too afraid to do anything. Don't worry about it. You don't have to go to the boss. Talk to God. Talk to God. Say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I've been in your word. I've been doing every precept and everything you've told me. I've listened to you, Lord. I've walked nothing but holy and righteous before you. Every time I messed up, I've said, God, I'm sorry. I'm back in fellowship with you. God, give me that raise I need, please. Thank you in the name of Jesus. You think your father won't take care of you? It says, what's it say about them birds? He says, man, you see the birds? You see the lilies of the field, the birds of the air? He goes, I tell you what, your father clothes them. Your father takes care of them. It even makes a reference to Solomon. He said, Solomon in all his glory could not compare to the way God takes care of his children, of the birds. He says, as a matter of fact, he says, consider not the lily of the field. He said, as your father clothed them, do you not think he'll take care of you? If he takes care of the lily that's going to die tomorrow, that's going to burn up in the sun? Listen, Jesus said, at any time your eyes start to see again and your ears start to hear my word again, you shall have understanding then in your heart. And because you have understanding in your heart, you'll be converted. That means you're going to do a 180 and turn around from what you've been doing, what you've been chasing, and go back after God. Now, when you do that, and this is God's promise now, Jesus said, and I should heal them. Many of you have been waiting on a healing way too long, and blaming God. Man, I wish God would. I don't know why he doesn't. How come he don't love me? Jesus gives you the formula clear as a bell. When your eyes start to see me again, when your ears start to hear my voice again, then you'll start to gain understanding in your heart. When you have understanding of my scriptures and my precepts and my concepts in your heart, then they can come out of you in your words, like we just talked about, and you'll be converted and I will heal you. Now, check this out. Here's how smart Jesus is. The very next thing, because he was always led by the Holy Ghost. So his words and his actions were right on point. Listen, the next thing he does in verse 16 is he makes it almost dummy proof. He's talking to this group of people. So he comes back and he says the very thing they should be claiming. So they don't even have to speak it. All they have to do is agree with what he said. So he just told them, look, if your eyes become open, if your ears start to hear again, you'll have understanding in your heart again. because you've lost that, you'll understand how I work and how to speak the things of the kingdom and bring them to pass. Jesus prayed, look, Lord, that your kingdom be done on heaven as it is in earth, right? So you'll begin to understand. You'll begin to speak this from your heart. You'll be converted, and I will heal you. And then in 16, he says, but blessed are your eyes. All of a sudden, he switches it to going, you just heard what I said, so now let's just go ahead and switch this, and let's just go ahead and claim this. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. He said it. All they had to do was think for a brief second. Man, my eyes do see. I did hear what he said. They came into agreement and they received it. He was so smart. He put the words out there for them in the very next verse where all you had to do was in that crowd say, man, that's right. Yes, Lord. You see that? He didn't ask them to even say it. He spoke it for them trying to help them. Listen. I'm trying to show you. This is the formula for life. If you look at the first and most important commandment, I think Mark 12:30, Jesus said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy might, and with all thy strength. And we hear that and our flesh roars up. That sounds selfish, man. I got to love God with every single thing. If you want to live in the kingdom and have the blessings of God, this is what you're not getting. The things he wants to do for you and give to you are far superior than the things you can gain, no matter how much toil, labor, or work you put into whatever it is. You can't gain what God has to give you. He has an overabundance from anything you can possibly earn in this natural system. So we need to come above the natural system, and we need to get up in the spirit. We need to get up in the kingdom of God and operate on the God level and in God's kingdom by his concepts, his precepts, and let him do the work for you. Now your life can be truly blessed with things you can't buy. Watch this. All right, listen. It isn't too late to call now. I think I'm preaching better than y'all are calling. Let me just say, listen to me, man. 221-1100, 221-1100. You can call up here. It's not hard. And if you look at your phone, it's all pretty easy. It's right up at the top. I mean, you got the numbers right next to each other. 221. You get it? It's pretty easy stuff. 221. Come on, you can do it. 1100. 888-221-8990. God wants to open your eyes again this morning. He wants to open your ears to hear from the word and the spirit begin to speak to you again through the course of your day now. This is something every believer is entitled to and every believer should have. Once you accept Christ, all right, he seals you with the Holy Spirit. The next thing you do is say, God, impart your spirit upon me that I have a constant fellowship with you. He's given you all the things. He's given you, he's totally taken his blood and washed away everything you've done. He sealed you now so that he knows that you are his. So when you ask for anything from the kingdom, looks down, you're sealed with the spirit, you're entitled to it. So he wants to give you this new communication, this fellowship through his spirit with you now, putting you a new heart. He wants to take out the heart of stone, the one that I just talked about, and give you a heart of flesh, one that's soft, one that can feel, one that can hear from him. So here's what he says. You go over the Proverbs, right? Let's go Proverbs 3, verse 1. My son, now listen to this. This is very simple. This is all about you need to eat my word, like that spiritual food is more important than that steak. It needs to become more important than your natural food, and you'll start to reap benefits from things you never had understanding of before. God will open your eyes and open your ears again, or for the first time. That'd be wonderful to call up here and accept Christ and have your eyes open for the first time. You have no idea what you're missing. The scales are over your eyes. You really can't see scripture like you think you can. My son or my daughter, forget not my law, he says. Forget not my law, my statutes and my precepts. Don't forget them. Well, guess what? If you haven't learned them, if you haven't read them and don't know them, you can't forget them. You don't even have them. So first thing you got to do is get them, okay? Get them. Put your eyes on them. Focus on them all the time and don't forget them, he says. But let thine heart, here we go again. We're going to focus on the heart. Your innermost core, man, the thing nobody knows about but you and God, the very deep things you think about, the things that make you who you are on the inside. But let thine heart keep my commandments. What is that again? Let your innermost being keep my precepts and my ordinances. Okay? Here's the deal. God's deals are really sweet, better than anything you'll ever find. He says, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Tell me one person that doesn't want length of days, long life, and peace. So God says, my son or daughter, listen, it's very simple. Keep my precepts and my ordinances. Read your Bible, get to know what I say, and keep it. Let thine heart keep my commandments. Let your innermost desire in life is to be to follow that word of God. If you'll do that, I'll add length of days and long life to you, and peace shall I add to you. That is a great deal. You need to capitalize on this. God wants to do this for you. Many people are having their days shortened today. All right, from things you've done in the past, but God will forgive the sins. I don't care if you smoked for 35 years and you got all kinds of problems. If you come to Christ, that's the only chance you have to get that healed. There's no other person that is a healer but Jesus Christ. Let me make that clear. Okay? Excuse me. Let not mercy and truth forsake these. The very next verse. So don't let kindness and truth is, you know what this is? This is trustworthiness. People know you actually are walking the Christian walk to the point where they look at you and they go, I trust that person. They've earned a trustworthy reputation as being a man of God or woman of God as far as I'm concerned. I watch them according to scripture and it lines up. He says, do not let kindness and your trustworthiness forsake thee. Because you know why? If those two characters go from you, your witness is not very good. It's hard to lead people to Christ when you're unkind and they can't trust you. You have to let these. You have to bind them. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them means to literally tie them around you, about your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. Chisel them in stone. Go, man, I'm in stone on that. I won't move from that. You can't get me to move from that no matter what you do. So shall thou find. Now, here you go. God says, do this. I'll do this. The same thing. Length of days will I add to thee, and long life, and peace shall I add to thee. Now he says, don't let mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them on the tablets of thy heart. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God. So shall you find favor with God and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Now he says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. We all know this. Now we can quote this, but you need to meditate upon this. This needs to get down into the core of your innermost being. Trust in the Lord. Number one, before you consider trusting in anything else, with all thine heart, everything you have in the fiber of your very being, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all your ways, how many? All your ways. Well, I give him all this, you know, but on Friday night, Landon, I like to go disco, man. I gotta go do my thing, you know what I mean? No, wait a minute. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways. See, that's the sacrifice. If you give that one little night up, you'll have every day of abundant joy. You'll have peace. You'll have length of days. You'll have long life. You'll have favor. I'm just telling you what it says. Look at Proverbs 3 for yourself. You'll have favor and good understanding. Good. There's a lot of people without good understanding. Trust me. You'll have favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. Okay? Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. You ready? Listen, the people that need healing, listen to me right now. Be not wise in your own eyes, because that's when you're figuring out, well, it won't work because, you know, doctor said I got this and I'm taking this pill and that pill cancels out the chances of me getting healed in this area because of the kind of, you know, residual effect of the, all that is you being wise in your own eyes. Shut your mind down. Listen to the Lord. Be not wise in your own eyes. You respect and fear me and depart from evil, and it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. This is what that means. When you look that up in the Greek, health to thy navel means God. God says, I'm going to give you health through a God umbilical cord. That's actually what that means. I'm going to connect with you and I'll feed you through my spirit from the kingdom, from me, from God directly through an umbilical cord like a baby. I'll teach you and I'll train you. And here's the deal. It'll be health to your navel. That's exactly what that means. And marrow, which when you look that up, it's a fresh beverage or moisture. He says, I'm going to refresh your bones. When we look up bones, it's simply body, your flesh. You cannot beat this. God is offering you something nobody can. And to not jump on this makes no sense to me, especially if you have physical ailments. I know I'm talking to some people this morning. I know where I'm at. I know what people have out there. I know cancer's running like crazy. Devil's handing out like, just like candy. Now listen, there's a lot of problems we have with our health problems these days. Diabetes, blah, blah, blah. You need to listen to me. God says this, okay? God says, this is not me. I can't do nothing for you. But this word's making you promises that you can't pass up. My son or daughter, here we go. Proverbs 4:20 real quick. We're going to end with this one. Proverbs 4, verse 20. My son or daughter, you attend to my words. See, every time he says that, everything hinges on this word of God. If you don't have your Bible wore out by reading it, your life's a mess. If your Bible's wore out, I guarantee your life looks good. If Your Bible's still pretty. Your life isn't too good. Get that joker out and wear it out, man. Do them. Go back and forth through the pages. Highlight stuff. Whatever you have to do to change your life, my son or daughter, attend to my words. Incline your ear into my sayings. What are you going to do? Incline your ear into my sayings. Forget about what you're letting come into your eye gate, and I don't want to go there. There's a lot of dumb things we do with our eye gates and our ear gates. All right? Let them not depart from thine eyes. What? My word. Don't let the word of God depart from your very eyes. Keep it in the midst of your heart, for they are life. What are they? Life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Wait a minute. God really wants to heal me, doesn't he, Landon? I'm trying to tell you that. You need to call up here. 221-1100, 888-221-8990. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. They are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. You ready? Here's the last command from God today that I'm going to give you. These are the keys to your life, man. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Wow. So you want me to keep my very most being, my innermost fiber. I have to guard it. I have to guard it. You got to lock it and put a gate around it. Don't let nothing in, is what he's saying. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And we learned that in the very beginning when I was talking about those verses, what you say and what you speak. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your mouth and your heart are directly connected. What I'm telling you this morning is, if you can get this word in you rich enough and deep enough that it takes root and becomes your every fiber of your thought and your being process, here's what happens. Then you'll begin to speak it. Now that you believe it by faith, because it's coming to you and set up so hard that you actually believe it for once. Now you start speaking that God's got your back because he's made you the promises, but you can't speak promises you don't know of. You've got no right to claim nothing if it's not in scripture, but if you find it in the word of God, he's given you the right to claim it. For they are life to those that find them. You see that? It's life to you if you'll get in this word and find it. It's health to all your flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Last thing I'm going to say to you this morning, this is your responsibility. I'm going to put this on you. Keep your heart with all diligence. Out of it are the issues of life. Now, come on, somebody call up here right now. Call up here, say, I'm ready. I'm going to do a 180. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to start guarding my heart. God's going to run my ship again. I'm ready for my health to be restored. I'm ready for God to heal me. I'm ready for length of days. I'm totally ready for peace. Okay? 221-1100-888-218-990. Contact me through Gmail. trylifeline@gmail.com all week. I have to work a lot. My dad, Dr. Bob, is home a lot. He is retired. He's got years on me in this word. That's great free Christian counseling. Great free. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Write it down. TryLifeline. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Sow your seed. Send your finances to Lifeline P.O. Box. Sow something. $10, $100, whatever you want. Whatever God puts on your heart. Here's the deal. If a man sows into the kingdom, it shows God, I trust you with my finances. You can trust him with your kids. You can trust him with other things. When you leave on your motorcycle, Lord, please keep us safe, all that. But until you release your finances, he can't work in the area of finances in your life. I'm not asking for your money for me. I mean, it is going to help. We have to pay for this thing out of pocket. I really would appreciate it. It helps pay for the spot. But what you're doing is you're only sending it to this ministry. All right? Try our Lifeline, Box 1603. Jensen Beach 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. When you release a seed to the kingdom, whether this ministry or whoever, when you show God, I trust you with my finances. Here is X amount of money. Do what you want with it, Lord. Now he can move in the area of finances in your life. My wife and I lack for nothing. We don't make a ton of money. There's many people that make so much more than we do, but it always works. We never have financial problem, and we never miss a tithe. Every Sunday in church, we are faithful with tithing. All right, I don't care if the preacher rips that check up when he goes in the back. It doesn't matter. I'm tithing to God. God's watching my actions and rewarding me for my heart motive. Lifeline, Box 1603. Send your tithe here. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. I love you. Don't forget, trylifeline@gmail.com. See you next Saturday.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is crylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.